Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the October 2023 Fall Family Retreat held in Pipestem, West Virginia.
I'm going to ask you to perform a challenge, and I'm calling them challenges because it may be something that you're not used to doing, feeling comfortable doing, or maybe even want to do. However, I'm going to give you a friend to do it with, so you're not going to be alone. Are you ready for this challenge?
Yeah!
Okay. All right. I'm going to come around, and I'm going to put you with a friend. You two, follow the instructions that are associated with what I give you, okay? This is somewhat random. Do I have anyone in here that likes to draw?
Me.
Okay. You hold on to those two. You hold on to those two. I'm putting you two together. You two together, okay? And I'm putting you two together. All right, as soon as I give you your challenge, you can get started. Now, unfortunately, for those who have drawing, I hope you have a pen with you.
I don't.
All right, there's one right there. I have three up here. Any singers in the room? Okay, so out of the four of you, two of you need to do the book and the other two need to sing, so figure it out.
So how do we do this? Do we each draw one?
Yeah, you just draw what it says. Okay, here we go. Let me give you some observations from up front here. I saw some jump right in. I saw some that were a little reluctant to start until a friend came along and was like, come on, let's do this or let's do that, and gave them some encouragement. I heard, you've got this. This is going to be great. And that is part of being a friend. Now, raise your hand. Don't be shy. Did you like having a friend? It's okay, be honest. Did having a friend help you in any way to get the job done? Yeah? I saw some smiles, I saw some laughter, I saw some other people join in, even it wasn't their challenge. And so, this is great. There's a lot of energy, light, positive things that I saw going on here. I want you to know that everyone needs a friend. I also want you to know that everyone has a friend. You may not know it. Everyone has a friend. And we're going to talk about who that friend or friends are. So if you've ever had the thought, I don't have any friends, that's false, because you do. You have a friend in God. And when I say God, I'm referring to Heavenly Father and Jesus. So right off the bat, they're your friends, always and forever. Amen. Number two, if you choose, you can be a friend to yourself. And number three, you can be a friend to your neighbor, someone else. You have control over all three of these. You are in control of whether or not you recognize and you allow yourself to have friends. So let's talk about our first friend. And there's a story that I'm going to share with you about George Q. Cannon, who served a mission in the Hawaiian Islands. And this was a hard mission. And there came a time where food was a bit scarce. And so he and his companion and the other missionaries in that mission, they were hungry. So physically, their body was in need, okay? So he said, "We were willing to live on any food that would sustain our bodies, however common or even disagreeable it might be. We were glad to get a shelter, however humble, to lie under. Our desire was to fill our mission. And because we felt thus, the Lord made up for any lack of comfort by giving us His Holy Spirit. I had never been so happy in my life before as I was then. When I prayed, I could go unto God in faith. He listened to my prayers. He gave me great comfort and joy. He revealed himself to me as he had never done before and told me that if I persevere, I should be blessed, be the means of bringing many to the knowledge of the truth, and be spared, to return home after having done a good work. Many things were revealed to me during those days when he was the only friend we had to lean upon, which were afterwards fulfilled. A friendship was established between our father and myself, which I trust will never be broken nor diminished, which I hope has continued to grow stronger from those days to these." We're going to use this as a sort of a model. And I want you to help me pull out how God was a friend to George Q. Cannon. He said, when I prayed, I could go unto God in what?
Prayer.
Yes.
Faith.
So he could go unto God in faith. Was there anyone listening to his prayers?
Yes.
God was listening. And what did God give him? Give him great comfort and joy. And he said he revealed himself to me and he told me. So here are some things. As a friend, if you can go to a friend in faith, what does that look like? What do you think? If you can go to a friend in faith, what does that look like? What does it mean? Say it again.
Go to a friend in need.
You can go to a friend in need. If you need something, would you go to someone that you know is not going to help you?
No.
You go to someone that you know that's going to help you. So number one, be someone that someone can come to you in faith. He listened to my prayers. Do you go to someone that you know is not going to listen to you?
No.
So be a good listener. He gave great comfort and joy. So you have a give and a take, a give and receive. You want to be able to give someone. So if someone comes to you and they need something, don't ignore it. Extend a helping hand and listen to what they're asking for so that you can provide something. And it says, he revealed himself to me. So you want to be present. And he told me. So he talked to him. Those are all things that God does for us. And those are all things that we can do for others as well. We have perfect examples here. And if you ever want to know how to be a friend, this is where you go. You can find examples over and over in the scriptures, in this story by George Q. Cannon about what a friend really is. And my favorite line in here is, he was the only friend we had to lean upon. So again, if there's ever a time in your life when you feel like you don't have a friend, it's false. You always have a friend right here. Okay, there's a scripture that goes along with this from Mark 12, 30 and 31, and it talks about loving God, loving thyself, and loving your neighbor. So we're going to talk about yourself. I think this is one of the hardest things, to be a friend to yourself. But if you can allow yourself to have your back, to be your biggest cheerleader, I think that your eyes will be open and your heart will be open to the love and friendship that God is extending to you. as well as the love and friendship that others extend to you. So we're going to do a little exercise, another activity, that is going to help you be a friend to yourself. So in this example with George Buchanan, he prayed and God listened. Well, when things are going on with you, you can talk to yourself, but you also need to listen to what yourself is trying to tell you. So I want you to just take a moment. I want you to really focus in on how you are feeling right now. This might take a little bit of practice. How are you feeling right now? Now, I want you to come up with one word to describe how you are feeling right now. Only one word.
Dazed.
Tired. Okay, let's go with those three. Hungry, dazed, tired. All right, now, take a deep breath. And just allow yourself to, if it's you, feel hungry. Just allow yourself to feel hungry, okay? Allow yourself to feel dazed. Allow yourself to feel tired. And whatever other feelings are out there, just allow it. Now, I want you to ask yourself, why am I feeling this? What do you think? Let's just get curious. Why am I feeling this? Why am I?
Mommy wants food.
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you need a little bit more, right? Did you just get a snack before coming here? Okay. Well, we've got to bump up the snacks. Something's missing. Did you have any water?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Actually,
well,
no.
Maybe you are thirsty. Could be a little dehydrated maybe, and your body's like, I need some water, right? Okay, dazed. Why are you feeling dazed? This is just it can be a rhetorical question, just think about it. But try to think about, why would I be feeling this way? Tired. Did you stay up too late last night? Partying too long? Okay, in this moment, what you are doing is being a friend to yourself. You're talking, your body is telling you some things, and you're listening. And you're trying to give back something, some solutions as to why you're hungry, why you're dazed, why you're tired. Oh. As you practice this, which is called, it's a little acronym, FIRE, your feelings, you're going to get good at being a friend to yourself. And you're going to be able to meet the needs that you need. And when you can practice that and be good at it, you can even help someone else do the same thing for them. So if someone comes to you and you're like, man, I'm so hungry. You're like, oh, I felt that way before. You might be like, I wonder why you're hungry, and have a conversation with them. It goes on from here. But that's just a starting point. So, be a friend to yourself. I think that when we practice listening to ourselves and being able to help ourselves, then we realize that we're the ones that are in control of our own happiness, and we're not dependent upon other people to make us happy. Other people can add to our happiness, just like when we were in here doing an activity with a friend. Tell me, how fun would it be to play Connect Four by yourself?
Not very fun.
Not very fun, okay?
Easy.
All right. Let's go to this activity here. I have an activity for you. We don't have any pens in here, do we? Raise your hand if anyone has a pen. All right, we don't have enough to go around. So Just think about this activity. I'm going to give you a piece of paper so that you can maybe do it later, okay? So take one of these and pass it down, please. I want you to think of a person that you admire. It could be your mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather, brother, sister, neighbor, teacher, someone physical walking on the earth that you admire. And then I want you to think of three adjectives to describe that person. So if you don't have a pencil or pen or anything to write with, you can just think about this in your mind. Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm going to share with you as an example. I wrote the name Catherine. That's my mother's name. And if I was to think of three adjectives to describe Catherine, they would be positive, energetic, and fun. She is someone that I enjoy spending time with. She's a friend to me. She listens to me when I need a good listening ear. She laughs with me. She helps me problem solve when I'm, you know, faced with a difficult situation or when I'm preparing for a class for LDSHE. Now, on the other side of your paper, I want you to write your name and three adjectives to describe yourself, or three adjectives that maybe someone else would use to describe you. And be kind. So my name is Nicole, and three adjectives that I wrote down: organized, thoughtful, smiley.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just as my mom is a friend to me, I'm a friend to myself. I'd want to be with someone that's organized, thoughtful, smiley. I hope that you're as kind to yourself as you were to the person that you admired up here and the words that you used to describe them, because you're pretty awesome. And so when you can look at yourself in that way, then you're being a friend to yourself. You've got your back. You're supportive. You're uplifting. Now, here's a funny one. Write your name backwards. How would you spell your name backwards? And then I want you to, out loud, tell us how that is pronounced. Say it louder.
East J.
East J. Who else out there has a name backwards? Dabod?
Relic.
Relic. Any others?
Eddie Oletta.
Okay, now, mine is Ellison. Think of or write down three adjectives to describe this person. This Dubai or Relic. Three adjectives to describe the name that you spelled backwards. Okay, can anyone share any of those adjectives that they wrote down or think of? Weird. Any other adjectives out there? I have eloquent, graceful, artistic.
I wrote quiet, calm, not fun.
Okay. Were those different from the ones that you wrote about yourself?
Yes.
So, this exercise is simply to get us thinking about ourselves, and I want you to recognize how important you really are. It matters. You wouldn't be walking around. I would not be walking around as Ellison. I am maybe eloquent at times, not too graceful. I am artistic, though. But this right here, this is me. And I kind of like me. And I hope you like you.
I do.
I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so as we go on to think about our relationship and how we interact, how are we being a friend? How would you say you are being a friend to Heavenly Father? Does he want you to talk to him?
Yeah.
Do you? Have you ever had a friend that wanted to talk to you and you didn't talk back? Have you been that friend that wanted to talk to someone and they didn't talk back to you? How are you being a friend to Jesus? Have you ever had a friend that invited you along to do something or go somewhere? Did you go? If it was a good thing. Has Christ ever invited you to do something or go somewhere with him? Did you go? Are you going? Yeah, he does. He invites us to the Spirit. Yes. Are you listening to it? Are you listening to the Spirit? Now, are you being a friend to yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you pumping him or her up? Giving them positive feedback or encouragement? Are you lifting yourself up when you're down? Now, neighbor, I wrote Amy. I want you to put a real person's name in that spot. Someone that is a friend to you. And I want you to think about how you are being a friend to them. Think about the things that we've talked about. Do you laugh with them? Do you cry with them? Do you listen? Do you play with them? Do you walk with them? Do you lift them up? Think about this. Have you ever been in the presence of someone whose love you actually feel? An even more humbling question is, have you ever loved someone with such purity and such intensity that this individual could sense your love without you saying a word?
Yes?
Yes? I'm glad that you have. Okay. There was a song, I don't know if we got it put out. If I Don't Walk the Way That You Walk, did someone get that one? Do you? Did anyone get that? Did I pass that out to anyone? Oh. Okay, we're going to sing this. This class is interactive, right? Okay, it's titled, I'll Walk With You. So, if you don't walk as most people do, some people walk away from you, but I won't. If you don't talk as most people do, some people talk and laugh at you, but I won't. I'll walk with you, I'll talk with you, that's how I'll show my love for you. Okay, we can end right there. So interesting enough, the Savior did not serve his mission among people who were already happy, healthy, contented, wealthy, and well-educated. Rather, he looked for those who were in misery and pain, those who lacked hope, were crippled with handicaps, or hungry, despised, and outcast. To serve them, he walked among them, ministering to their needs, not heeding those who criticized him for consorting with those who were known sinners and who broke the laws of ritual purity. Does this tell us something about those swift and secret judgments of the heart that we sometimes make when we encounter people who are different from us in some way? Do we sometimes make judgments of others? Do we make judgments of ourselves? If we see someone that doesn't walk like we do or talk like we do, what should we do if we're following the Savior and how he was a friend? What do we do?
I'll talk with you, I'll walk with you.
That's right. Simple. I'll talk with you, I'll walk with you. Okay. The greatest recognition that a person is somebody is the revealed knowledge that he or she is literally a spiritual begotten child of our Heavenly Father with the potential to ultimately become like God. So, say, I am somebody. Can you say this? I am somebody. Say it with feeling. I am somebody. Say it again. I am somebody. Okay? You've got to believe that for yourself. You are somebody. And look at this room. Turn around and look at somebody and say, you are somebody.
You are somebody.
You are somebody. You are somebody. This is the greatest recognition that we can give to ourselves and to each other. As disciples of Christ, our hearts need to be attuned to accept love and pass it on. If we are listening, the Spirit will tell us when and how. And as for the question to whom, well, who? Who is it? Who are you going to give that love and pass it on to?
Everybody.
Everybody. That's right. Everybody. All right. What did you learn so far today? This is the interactive class, so I'm going to go through every single person. Get ready. Get ready. And I want you to tell me one thing that you learned. You're going to say it, and then I'm going to repeat it. So I'm going to give you 20 seconds to think about it. Okay, hold on. I'm going to start back here. Think of one thing that you learned while you've been sitting here in this space. Okay, ready. Let's go.
How to be kind.
How to be kind.
How to appreciate myself.
How to appreciate myself and other people. That I always have a friend.
How to love
myself.
The fire.
The fire. Feel your feelings. Same. The fire. How to feel your feelings.
How to appreciate yourself.
How to appreciate yourself.
The fire.
The fire.
Be a friend to yourself as your best friend.
Yes. How to be a friend to yourself as your best friend. Okay. Go ahead. Everybody needs a friend and has a friend.
Feeling our feelings.
Feeling our feelings. You have a friend in yourself. Buyer. You always have a friend. Buyer.
You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me.
How to know your feelings.
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 I am somebody.
I am somebody.
God, Heavenly Father and Jesus are your friend.
Heavenly Father and Jesus are your friend.
You can be a friend by listening.
You can be a friend by listening.
The fire.
The fire.
How to love somebody.
How to love somebody. One thing that you learned today in this class.
One thing I learned today is that I don't always take myself for the value I have.
That I don't always take myself for the value that I have.
I like that.
One thing that you learned in this class today.
I should make better friends with my neighbors.
That I should make better friends with my neighbors.
I should be my own best friend.
I should be my own best friend. How about I can be my own best friend?
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Oh, we all are somebody.
We all are somebody.
The fire.
The fire. One thing that you learned.
How to sing that song.
How to sing the wheels on the bus. How to sing the wheels on the bus.
How to greater appreciate your friends.
How to greater appreciate your friends.
That my name looks weird backwards.
That my name looks weird backwards. I like it. Okay. So, when you learn something, it's important that you put it into practice. So if you think back to the things that you learned here, do it. Recognize your worth and value yourself more than you did before. Sing the wheels on the bus this afternoon. I want you to know that Heavenly Father loves you. Jesus loves you. You have people around you that want to be your friend. And I think they need a friend. And it's not hard. It's not hard to walk with someone. It's not hard to say hello. That's talking to someone. It's not hard to serve. And when I say it's not hard, I don't want you to confuse it with, maybe I should rephrase. You can do it, is what I want to say. Because I have a hard time talking to people at times. Yes. Okay. I had Daryl, my daughter, friend here, just help me out. If you're going to do it scared. It's okay if it's hard. It's okay if it's scary. Just do it anyway.
It's not hard. It's worth the effort.
It's not hard. It's worth the effort. I like that. I can tell you that in times when something has been hard and I've been scared, and I just do it anyway, I've grown from it. Can anyone tell me just today that they really didn't want to do something that I asked them to do, one of the challenges? Anyone? Yeah? What was your challenge? Sing and act out, kindness begins with me. Come on up. Come on up. Do it scared. Do you see her face right now? She is scared. Look! Is she bringing a friend?
Okay. This is my girl.
Okay, how does this start? Living proof right there. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to pay for this later on, I can tell. All right. For the last few minutes that we have, do we have any questions that you would like to ask? Let me ask you a question. What were you hoping to get out of this class? What did you think we were going to talk about? Yeah, I just want friends. I did have someone ask if we were going to talk about how friendship changes over the years and how it looks different and how we kind of manage our friendships. I think that if we are looking to our great examples here, you can be a friend at any stage in your life, and your friendships can weather any storm that may come. If you can remember the things that we talked about, of how Christ was and how Heavenly Father was a friend to George Buchanan, I think those are the basics. Let's not complicate it. But when someone can come to you in faith, when you can be a good listener, when you can offer comfort and joy to someone else, And when you talk back to them, when I say talk back, converse, converse with them, I think those things right there is what a friend really needs. So you can apply these to any friendship, I would say. Okay, any other questions? How much time do we have?
You're right on the money.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming today.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this record. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.